AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains, and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like, he gave me, like, solid investment advice where I was like, save my money, got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
I'm ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from Revolt Studios, ATL's yours truly, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. Shot Jones in. Big homie Kodak. And it's time for another episode of Big Facts Fridays. What's up? What's up, gang? What's going on, guys? How's everybody feeling today?
We're feeling fantastic.
Everybody good?
Yeah.
Amazing. Right. That's what it is. Well, in Big Facts Friday's tradition, you know what I'm saying? We always have a word of the day that we explore and we move that into a topic. So, Jay, what's the word of the day? Hit us with it.
Okay, so our word of the day is pessimism. And the official textbook definition of pessimism is a tendency to see the worst aspect of things or believe that the worst will happen, a lack of hope or confidence in the future, and or a belief that this world is as bad as it could be, or that evil will ultimately prevail over good.
Hmm. So, is pessimism bad?
What's the urban definition?
The urban definition is something that I do not have right now, and we can get it in a minute.
Okay. So,
you're not properly prepared.
No, I'm not.
When we do the urban definition.
We usually do the urban definition.
Every time, but go ahead, I'm gonna let you off with that.
So, I appreciate you.
Is pessimism bad? Because obviously the complete opposite of pessimism is optimism. So obviously to some extent we have to talk about optimism today too. But is pessimism a bad thing?
I think personally, it could be bad and good. It could be good in a sense to where, like Black was saying earlier, it may prevent you from being naive in certain situations, which could ultimately lead to your downfall. Mm. But I feel like it could be a bad thing because it could create unnecessary anxiety.
And limitations on living in life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What y'all think?
I don't think it could be that bad. Like me personally, I prepare for the worst in every situation.
So every time I walk into a room or anything happen, I ultimately think of, like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, can I deal with the worst? And if I could deal with the worst, I'll deal with the situation.
It's preparation.
But what
pessimism,
do you do if you
though?
Can't deal yeah. with the worst?
Yeah. And I just take my step back. I don't do it. Yeah. Like, if I think about the worst of a situation, I'm like, you know, I don't even want to deal with this. I'll take a step back from the whole situation.
It's preparation, pessimism, though. Like, you should be prepared.
But is it being prepared
so.
If you're thinking about the worst all the time? Like,
yeah,
I'm not preparing
for sure.
Because all I'm preparing for is the worst. I'm not preparing for the actual situation. I'm just preparing for the worst.
You lock your door at night because somebody could come in your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is that preparation or pessimism? Isn't it preparation?
That's preparation.
That's what I think.
But you're still thinking that the worst can happen. That's why you're locking the door, right?
But you're prepared.
But
I think pessimism to that degree would be you sitting by the door waiting for somebody to come in. Like, you got all your guns by the door waiting for somebody to bust in the door.
Oh, right. you saying basically you ain't thinking about it once you lock your door.
Yeah, so
like, right. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
That's but you laying in bed, like, I hear something.
Right.
Yeah. That's
like, damn, they don't pessimism.
Yeah, that's me.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
But what about the people that sleep with their gun next to their bed? Or
paranoia.
Nah, I think that's preparation.
Nah, that's preparation. I sleep with my gun.
I sleep
that
my
ain't
gun
nothing.
Next, huh?
Yeah.
That's still pessimism.
But yeah, because the average person not sleeping with no gun.
I think a lot of people
A lot of people do that, yeah.
Most homes, if you break into them, then you probably gonna get your ass
if you
shot.
Got your gun on you at all times, and then when you walk through an alley, you walk through and you grabbing it, what you thinking of?
If you're grabbing it.
Most gun owners always have their guns with them.
But most gun owners have their gun locked away.
Exactly.
Shit. Or put
on
your gun on the seat.
That's true.
Ready.
That's pessimism. Right?
No, I'm wrong.
Because you think it can go down
feet.
At any time?
It's preparation too.
Huh?
It's being prepared.
If somebody run up
on somebody and they get got, they're gonna be like, you were slipping. You weren't prepared.
Yeah, you got caught lacking.
But I'm saying, I get it. How would you even think that you could slip if you're not thinking the worst?
Thank you.
That's a point, Pastor Bank. But what I'm saying is, how do we separate preparation with pessimism and paranoia, or are they all together?
If you're preparing for the worst, that means you're pessimism, right?
You're a pessimist.
Yeah, that means if you're preparing for the worst, that means you're thinking about some bullshit.
I feel like if you're preparing for the worst, that just means that you're smart.
I think you're prepared.
They saying definition is, you think the worst can happen, right?
A tendency to see the worst aspect of things.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Most people that
or
go buy guns,
that the worst will happen.
Most people that go buy guns got guns just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation.
A person that's pessimism thinking something can happen.
That's prepared is thinking that something can happen. And they want to be prepared to prevent something from happening in the event that it does happen.
Pessimism is also not giving yourself a chance to win, per se. So it's like going to play the Powerball, right? And you get the ticket, like, man, I know I ain't gonna win.
Nah, see,
that's pessimism. You're thinking the worst.
Each situation, what you call it, in each situation is different, right?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. it could be good or bad. It's good that you're preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
But you're still thinking the worst.
I think when you're pessimistic,
What about a realist? What about the reality that the world
the
got certain stuff going on, so I have
and
to prepare?
To
that's
some
a realist.
The world is not fucked up.
That's their
that
world.
True.
Everybody has
but
different
some
worlds.
People are not fucked up. So the world is fucked up in your mind. That means you're looking at it in a negative way.
No, that
that's
means
that's based
no,
on that's based
no, no,
on
no, no, no,
experiences.
No, no.
Bruh, how are you looking at the world right now? It's fucked up.
Based on experiences.
We're looking at a
based
world
on experiences.
That's fucked up.
Bro, y'all trying to justify being
pessimistic. Everybody's perspective not the same on that. We look at the world as fucked up because we have fucked up experiences. But it's
so
people,
what that makes you?
A realist.
A realist? No. But what's a realist? What's the definition again?
You got Wi-Fi.
No, look
realist.
At the world
what,
in the
what,
fucked
what,
up way.
What I was about,
man.
What I was about to say about pessimism.
You just said the world fucked up.
But if you're a pessimist, you only think the bad shit is gonna happen. You only think
you
that.
Don't
if you,
see
you, you don't
you
have,
outside,
you,
no,
you don't have optimism.
You go in a club and you outside at night, what are you thinking? The worst can happen.
You're preparing for the worst to happen.
No.
You prepare.
When you're walking
for
in
that
club, your anxiety is up.
You don't think it's gonna happen though. Do you think the bullshit gonna go down if you go?
You
out?
Know that it's a possibility.
Girl, if you go to a motherfucking cookout.
You know what the deal is.
You thinking so the worst can happen. Every time you hear a goddamn firework, some drop.
Yeah.
What you thought?
A pessimist get on the plane and think the plane gonna crash.
I do.
But when you get on the plane, when I get on the plane, in my mind, I know this shit can crash.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not being a realist. You're not being a realist.
You're not prepared for it to crash.
A pessimist is saying this is probably going to crash.
When that motherfucker start turbulent and shaking and shit, what you thinking?
It's going down.
What wrong with it, Mo? You ain't thinking like, this is just turbulence?
No.
But what I'm saying is like you just said, when you get on a plane, you're getting on the plane knowing that this plane can crash.
Right.
You're not getting on the plane knowing that this plane is going to crash.
Right. Okay, every time that seatbelt light pop on, what you think? And it be
shaking.
What's
going on?
It's turbulence. It's going to be a rocky flight. I can't wait till this flight. I can't wait till this flight. I can't wait till this flight over. I don't just be thinking, oh, it's over with. We're done for. Let me say my final prayers.
If you start smelling smoke when you're on the plane, what you
think? Then you're going to be a little more fearful because you're a realist. Now that you're smelling
smoke. If I start smelling smoke on the plane, I'm going to bring me another glass of wine, man.
Right. The pessimism is realized then, though. Y'all it's actual.
To,
it's there.
But then, y'all trying to justify
anything you do.
Being, what is it?
Pessimistic.
Anything you do
with different words. What that's I'm what y'all trying to do. If you're looking at something in a negative way, you're being pessimistic.
Okay, so another way to break it down.
That don't mean that you're a pessimistic person.
You're saying
you have a pessimistic mindset on something.
On certain things.
On certain
Everybody
that
do.
Makes sense.
I think we're
but
born
that,
with
that. Another way to break it down, basically, is to say that pessimism is a direct parallel to a negative self-fulfilling prophecy.
What?
Get in the car and assuming or thinking that it's always going to
like,
also
I'm
crash.
Pessimistic about cars.
About driving them?
About just being in cars. I be feeling like I'm a wreck. Like, every time, if a nigga get close to the curb, especially somebody else driving.
Mm.
If I can't sleep in cars while other people driving.
Mm. Have you ever been in an accident?
Not really. Bumped into shit, but I ain't never been in no accident.
Have you ever seen a big accident?
Yeah, we've all seen
No, but I'm just saying, like, that comes with a part of that. Well, like, it's usually by a subconscious way of thinking.
I think I'm pessimistic of anything that's out of my control.
But that do sound like pessimism, because you
think
that's
out of my control. That's what I'm saying. It is what it is. And I think this is a mental disorder, too, right?
Yeah. PTSD.
But this is the thing, right? I'm just speaking of, you call me a lot of time with a lot of optimism, so you're not a pessimistic person. You call me
but
and
you have
lift my spirit
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, but it depends on what it is, especially when it comes to people.
Right.
When it comes to people, I see it's you on some bullshit until you prove to me that you're not. Because dealing with people over the years, I have been let down by people.
Mm. That's called a defense mechanism, though.
That's not a defense mechanism because at the end of the day, when I meet you and don't know you, I'm still wondering what you want.
Well,
because
you want to protect
y'all
yourself.
I keep trying to change words, change the words. Up.
It's the same thing.
Change the words.
If I'm looking at you in a negative way when I meet you, that's what the definition said, right?
You're protecting yourself, though. That's the defense mechanism.
Pessimism.
Because you're protecting yourself from
just
what?
Just because we can.
You don't want to be involved in
But just because we can justify our word, bro, don't mean that we're not being pessimistic.
No, we all. No, everyone at this table has been.
Just because I can justify my actions on why I feel this way doesn't mean I'm being
In that situation, yeah, you are being pessimistic, but it's because of a defense
mechanism. Basically, I think the difference is.
I get it. I get the underlying issues on why I'm being that way, but I am being. Like, this word, I never knew this word. So I looked it up last night and just started reading like, damn, this me.
Yeah.
In certain situations.
But the thing is with pessimism and like what you're saying about how you meet people, you've been let down in the past. So whenever you meet new people, it's a you look at them like expecting the bullshit. Pessimism, you like the reason that you're feeling like that when you meet new people, you're warranted to feel like that because of your previous experiences with other people. With pessimism,
it's just like saying,
a lot
I smoke
of times,
crack because it takes away my pain.
No.
You still smoke crack, bruh.
No, what I'm saying is
justification.
That's because you can justify why you're smoking.
That's what I'm saying. Pessimism a lot of times is unwarranted.
It can't be justified. That's what you're saying.
Pessimism a lot of times is unwarranted. It's like
you can't be justified. It's a state. It can't be justified. You just always are gloom and doom.
You're just a negative
person. It usually comes with depression and stuff like that.
So you're saying it's not situational?
Yes, that's what you're saying.
It's a state.
I feel like it's situational. Me personally,
I think it's pessimistic pessimism.
It's just what it is. You gonna look at certain shit in a negative way if you already been through it in a negative way.
Like the lottery, like y'all said before. Like,
but
shit.
That means
I don't play
warranted.
The lottery because I feel like I ain't gonna win, and I might be the nigga to get money.
That's pessimism.
Thank you.
That is pessimistic.
But you just sat there and said I'm optimistic about a lot of shit when I call you.
But if you do go buy a ticket, you're going to feel like you can win. Or you might be like, I ain't going to win, but Sean going to play. You probably win. That's how you are,
but she said it's a state.
It is a state that's pessimistic. What we're doing is pessimistic and pessimism.
I'm thinking she's saying, if you're all the way around.
If you're being pessimistic.
You are all the way around. You're always negative about shit that you have no reason to be negative
about. That's pessimism.
No, what I'm saying.
Pessimistic is I could be pessimistic about something
saying,
right now.
Exactly.
Like this food ain't gonna taste good.
That's what I'm saying.
It's gonna be nasty. That's pessimistic.
So what are we talking about? Pessimism or pessimism?
We're talking about
being pessimistic.
Y'all changed the word. I said the word pessimistic. Y'all changed the word.
Because pessimism has a lot more derivatives than pessimistic, because pessimistic is the act of being a pessimist, which derives from the word pessimism.
Okay, ooh, I get it. But pessimism, I'm talking about pessimistic. Can that be selected?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm speaking of.
Yeah, being pessimistic.
I'm not in a state where I'm a pessimism. Because everything I start, any type of thing that I start or business, I see the great in it before I even start it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when I see a nigga, I'm thinking, what this nigga on?
Right. Mm-hmm. You're being
so it's two different things. What I'm trying to get y'all to say, am I tripping?
It's in the same family, but I see what you're saying. You're being pessimistic about the person.
It depends the context, of the situation.
But I ain't stuck in ism. I'm on itch, whatever. That's me.
Pessimistic.
A lot of shit. That's me.
Everyone is pessimistic.
That's what I'm speaking about. Like she brought up another word that I'm glad, because I just learned two words. She brought up pessimism. No, I'm not that. Mm-hmm. But am I pessimistic about a lot of shit? Yes. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Perfect sense.
I'm pessimistic about being in cars, pessimistic about people, but I'm not about my ability to do certain shit. I ain't finna go into nothing thinking I'm gonna lose.
Right. Well, you have more optimism for things involving yourself than you do for other people. That seems like.
But then that goes back to what he said.
Pessimism can stop, like Jay saying, pessimism can stop you from even excelling, because you're already not trying because you know you're gonna fail.
But that goes back to what he says about he's pessimistic, pretty much primarily about anything that's not within his control.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Like.
Yeah.
All right.
And that,
which is worth it, because if you can't control this shit, you don't know what the motherfucker
is. Anything can happen.
Exactly.
That makes sense. That makes all the sense.
Being pessimistic about love stop you from loving or being loved?
Definitely.
Because you wouldn't even know how to
pessimism,
love.
Definitely.
Right.
You wouldn't know how to love, nor would you know how to receive love.
Because if you don't know what
your love language is. Before you can love, you gotta know what your love language is.
A person being pessimistic about love is usually someone that's either been abused, cheated on, or lied to a lot of times, and they project that pessimism onto their future and next partners.
That's PTSD. Emotional PTSD.
But who's not PTSD? What right person in their mind that been through anything that the normal middle class American, black American, don't have PTSD?
Everybody got it.
I think a lot of black people got PTSD in different type of forms.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, I can't say that somebody's stuck, like she was saying, it's two different words. I'm glad that we got to that. I can't say that a motherfucker is stuck being a Debbie Downer, but in certain situations, can trigger you to be a Debbie Downer.
Based off of previous experiences.
Thank you. That's
where the anxiety, the paranoia, and the PTSD come from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't think some people are just stuck being Debbie Downers?
I do, but I don't think nobody at this table is that.
No, I agree, for sure.
But like I said, a whole bunch of Big Facts Fridays ago, when we were talking about relationships and, like, niggas that deal with women that are gonna nag no matter what, because that's just what's in them. Those type of people are the people that we're speaking about that are consistently, constantly, and always pessimistic.
But they might just be like that about that situation with that dude.
Or they may see better in that person and trying to push that person to be better off.
It's bitches out there that no matter what the nigga does, no matter what the nigga tries to do, no matter what the nigga thinks about trying to make
trust.
It better.
You already broke
her
trust.
Yeah, you already bullshit to her.
But what I'm saying is, what if you ain't never done nothing to this bitch and she's like,
so y'all
that ain't got
together.
Nothing to do with you, though.
So yeah, she's right. The nigga before she was trying to be in a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. If the nigga before you did that and she's projecting all of that onto you and giving you all of this bullshit because of what this other nigga put her through, that's not fair.
Y'all shouldn't even be though.
But that's on you.
That's a state of pessimism.
No,
yeah, that
clearly.
Is a state of pessimism.
That's on whoever's.
But a lot of people don't get that deep into the situation until after they've been together for years or had kids or whatever, and then those type of things make you feel obligated to the situation, so you try to do what you can to muddle through and deal with it, but at the end of the day, this is some shit that you really can't take.
Man, like I said, at the end of the day, no matter what, when you come into any relationship, any friendship, anything, you see all the signs of everything you need to see in the beginning. If you choose to ignore them thinking they're going to get better,
or
that's
change.
Your problem.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people
that's just
think
what
it's gonna
it is.
Change.
You're going right. to see immediately what it is,
yeah.
what you're dealing with.
Intuition.
No matter what, like right the same day.
And it don't even
but
happen.
But you like so much other shit about them, you try to ignore that.
Yeah.
Until it starts to increase. Then now I can't deal with it. But I've been like this.
But which is optimism. Yeah.
Or it could be about how they treat other people. Like, you'll watch how they treating you and think, like, oh, they treat me so great, but you will see that they treating this other person bullshit. I am a firm believer that you watch how people treat other people. Eventually, they're going to start treating you bullshit. Mm. It's going to come right back around. Like, if somebody just treating other people bullshit all the time, but treating you like you just oh so great, eventually, when you stop giving them what they want and what they desire, you're going to be on that bullshit side, too.
Mm.
Facts.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Facts. Because by the time you trying to look over shit, now they done ruined you. Now you pessimistic about her ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That what you just saying, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like. Mm-hmm. But you going to allow yourself, somebody else, to put you in that space? Mm-hmm. When you already know I can't deal with that. Like, back to the cigarette shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You already know you don't like motherfuckers smoke cigarettes. Yeah. But you trying to deal with it, thinking, I can love you enough till you stop smoking cigarettes.
Or eventually you going to love me enough to stop smoking
that
cigarettes.
That don't go like that.
Yeah,
you
can't love anybody out of who they truly are. Like, mm-hmm. they were there before. That was them before you got to them. They're going to be like that forever. Mm-hmm.
Facts. Mm.
They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big
fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you think, like, the opposite, like, is optimism sometimes bad because it makes you, like, naive or gullible or lets your guard down for all these attacks, which is the opposite of pessimism, optimism, thinking everything is all good.
I think it make you gullible.
That's an idiot.
Naive.
How you gonna think everything all good?
Some people come from that world. But some people come from that world, they ain't never seen that, bro.
But that goes back
What happened to those people?
But okay, so how you
some
saying
stay turn in that on world the news their whole life.
And you can't think everything is good. That goes back to what we were saying about reality.
What about reality?
About thinking, living, not being necessarily pessimistic, but just being a realist
To me, I feel like being pessimistic in certain situations, you have to be.
Yeah, but...
Because being pessimistic about certain shit would make you prepare, like y'all trying to say.
Yeah, but what I'm
thinking the worst, that somebody can break in your house and harm you and your kids would make you prepare.
Yeah. I am pretty sure that Kanye and Kim Kardashian and DJ Khaled's kids are very optimistic because they haven't experienced no bullshit yet. So they don't know nothing about none of that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta they don't know nothing about that. If you grow up in Calabasas your whole life, you don't know nothing about some of the shit.
Well, they better stay in Calabasas.
So do you believe... So, okay, well, if y'all are saying that, do you guys believe that your outlook on optimism versus pessimism depends on your environment?
For sure.
For sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Sure. You're a product of your environment.
You definitely are.
Absolutely. I'm just saying that there are environments that we might not have been exposed to where people are la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
But then when you meet that person, it seems like they don't have... To you, you feel like they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to them, we don't have a clue.
Right, for sure.
So that's two different worlds. I'm talking about our world and the Big Facts Friday.
Oh, the Big Facts Friday world.
The listeners who listen to us.
Pessimism.
They pessimistic down a motherfucker.
And we want to get y'all out of that.
Line.
We want to get y'all out of that.
I don't want to get you out of it. I want to get you out of it in certain situations if you're allowed to stop you from certain shit that's hindering you.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. But other than that, bro, keep this shit up. Come with it, bro.
Don't keep have the mentality up. Of I ain't stay shit, dangerous. I ain't never gonna be shit. Yeah, don't dangerous. Be that pessimistic.
That's just like you seeing a nigga with the Pooh Shiesty mask on with a stick in his hand, you like, oh, he just got that for protection. No, he about to tell you to lay down, man.
Big fact.
Oh, so you finna be optimistic about this.
I'm about to go to a photo shoot.
That's just like you parking your car in certain spots. You're thinking the worst can happen. My window can be bust.
Yeah. Oh, God, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep. They busting everybody one in Atlanta, but you're going to be optimistic like mine ain't going to get busted.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Then it get busted.
Or you just prepare for what come with it. You might be cool with it. Like, damn, they going to bust my window, but shit, I got to pay for it.
Nah, the preparing is when they need the car unlocked and then the window down, oh, so yeah, you just
put,
open
they,
the
they
car.
They put the plastic bag on the motherfucker and like, mm-hmm. it already got busted.
Why don't you leave your laptop and things on the seat?
Because a lot of
that's an optimistic.
Because
question.
A lot of people think about what life should be.
That is
what
that is very person. Optimistic. I'm just running in here.
A lot of people think about what life should be instead of what it is. Well, I should be able to leave my car here.
Yes.
Like you're going in the gas station with your car crunk.
Yeah. We used to be able to do that back in the day.
Who the fuck does that?
We back used to be able to do that back in the day.
I used to do it back
in the
day.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can do that. You can leave your car running. Yeah, hell yeah.
In that's L.A. for sure.
But it wasn't like how it is now. People are actually buying these cars from these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
They'll make this shit into a hustle.
Yeah.
So you have to be...
mindful.
Yes.
Mindful.
Yeah.
Not necessarily pessimistic, but mindful. Be mindful of what could happen.
Do mindful... preparation and all these other words y'all trying to talk around pessimistic leads back to that.
I just feel like pessimism is gloom and doom. Pessimism.
For sure.
But yes. you can start off the day pessimistic about your day. You might not be in a state of pessimism, but them gloom and doom people that wake up on some pessimistic shit.
Well, I'd never be like that.
That's what
I'm
saying.
So I guess I'm speaking from a point of things I can't control once again.
Right.
Like I can't control, like if I see Kodak today, depends on how he is. I don't know what Kodak on until he speaks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then, okay, yeah. But off the rip, I'm not finna say shit to him till if he looking like something's on his mind. Until he be like, bang, oh, yeah, this ain't Kodak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can't predict how he's going to be.
You don't know what I've been going through.
Yeah.
What might switch it up?
Yeah. That's true.
Nah, that's true.
I don't know. What you got going on? I'm really trying to see if you finna punch me. I'm thinking the worst.
Yeah.
Wait, you mad. You couldn't walk up today and be the nigga who wanna shoot up a school.
Babe, so you'll have no situations. Way. You'll have no situations of optimism. Like,
huh? Optimism. Yes, plenty, bro. Okay. I'm optimistic about
when you go big out on
facts.
That trail.
What I speak about big facts when we first.
Very big optimistic.
Everything
things.
That's going on right
yes,
now.
Yes, very big optimistic.
Like, yes.
Yes. And when you out on the trail.
I know it don't take nothing but nothing for me to do now, but keep great people around me, fuck with the right people, and do my best.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't be optimistic about I'm going to hit the lottery.
Because you can't control that.
Because I've never done it.
Right.
And I think it's a scam.
I played the scam.
I'm just saying. I didn't win.
But I thought I was going to win.
I understand that. But
I knew
you
I
could
was
tell
win.
Me I wasn't going to win until
I
lost. I
just feel like, how the fuck I'm going to get that lucky? I guess that's pessimistic.
That's pessimistic.
For sure.
I feel like the luck that I have is what I'm doing to be able to work.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't got the lottery luck. Hopefully my wife hit it.
Realism. Realistic.
You know what I'm saying?
But you won't have the lottery luck if you don't play. You don't even play, so you ain't even...
Because I don't even want to try to waste that luck on some shit that I need this for over here.
you got a certain amount of luck.
Yeah. I ain't trying to waste that.
You got
to
allocate.
I ain't trying to waste my trophy.
They rolled the wrong dice.
But like they said, it's pessimistic can be good for gamblers.
Yeah.
Because you can win enough money to be like, man, I'm finna end up losing the rest of this shit. I ain't finna win no more.
Yeah.
I'm finna quit.
Yeah. So optimism and pessimism is both good in doses. You can't have too much of either.
Balance.
Thank you, Kodak.
But you know what I think that makes you? A realist.
Right in the middle.
Agreed.
Right in the middle is a realist.
Some bad shit could happen or some good shit could happen.
I like
so
that.
So I'm going to prepare for both.
I like that.
Thank you.
The realist living in the middle.
Okay, yeah. You kind of really just ended the episode.
I think that was that.
That's it, though.
Yeah, a realist. But There's also another word. Okay, we just have to bring this up, but what place does paranoia play in all of this? Like, how detrimental is paranoia?
And we paranoia, all know- I think, would be the negative... My fucking jaw just got stuck. The negative... the negative extreme of the spectrum of pessimism.
That's what... Yeah, okay. That's what I was kind of getting at. And those are the people that generally can't function.
Paranoia.
Paranoia, like, stops your ability
to function. Paranoid people are fucking hypochondriacs. Yep. Paranoid people are fucking whatever kind of other acts that feel like some shit is...
I'm going to tell you what helped me with my pessimistic ways. The Four Agreements.
Oh, definitely.
That book helped me with that shit. Because it's like, you can't take nothing personal. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak your words. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and stand on them.
Yeah, like different shit. Like, you ain't never, if y'all ain't never seen that book or read that book or heard that book, go get it.
It's a must
because
read.
Because it helps you.
Yeah.
For sure.
But the shit that's inside you is not going to allow you to be naive.
Right.
So I'm glad for everything I've been through, everything I've seen. Like, I don't feel like it could have made a better nigga. Mm-hmm. To me. Mm. So I take the good with the bad. If I'm pessimistic, I'm not ism at all. Because if that's a person that just stuck as a Debbie Downer, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, I don't feel like, I don't even allow myself to be around those kind of people.
Right.
Right.
But am I about certain situations? Yes, because I can't fight the feeling. Mm. How can you? How can you fight something that when you, is like deja vu to you?
Mm. Yeah.
How?
Mm. Based on your experiences, that's your reality.
Yeah.
If a nigga say the same shit that a nigga said who fucked over you before he did it, how you not gonna see that?
Yeah. Mm. And 100% of the time in them situations.
If the nigga wear the same cologne as a nigga that did something to you, how you don't smell that?
You right. You gonna be right.
Yeah. Mm.
Whatever that situation telling you it is, shit.
If a nigga walk like the nigga who did something to you, how he don't, that ain't him.
Yeah.
Preach.
You gotta prove to me that you ain't him.
Damn, is that prejudice though? Are we all prejudice?
Whatever it is, listen, it is.
Are it's we all like, prejudice?
It's like, you know, like you go outside today and you like, damn, it smells like it's about to rain.
Are you pessimistic about police when they get behind you? I don't give a fuck who you are.
Every time.
Yeah, you see the niggas.
Every time. You gonna see the motherfucker five cars back. Is you thinking, he coming to get me.
You gonna slow down?
Pessimism. Pessimism.
If you see the motherfucker, you can fire a pay about them bitches on the spreadway. Is you thinking, damn, was I going too fast?
They could already
people to come get me.
They could have already pulled somebody over. You still gonna slow down.
Pessimism.
Yeah, a nigga, they could be have a nigga pulled over.
You still gonna slow down.
You gonna think, damn, they out here.
Yeah.
Damn, that's somebody else.
You ain't doing shit. You legit. You everything. You, like, you your car, you ain't smoking no weed.
Law abiding shit.
Heart beating fast.
You not thinking some bullshit. That shit causes anxiety.
Still pessimism.
Man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Still pessimism.
But then that comes from experience.
And that is PTSD.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It's just from
anybody.
Yeah.
Because just being black, you at risk.
Damn.
So and that is the reality.
So, but saying
that's
is that,
what I'm saying.
What makes it the other way? You think, like, well, they feel that way about us. What created that? Police and authorities and all this
niggas
other
do be people, doing shit.
Paranoia. Niggas,
what he said.
Paranoia or
no,
what he
what
said?
No, what he said.
Niggas do be doing shit.
Exactly.
Like, niggas be acting like, why thank the police you doing it or why they scared? Niggas be shooting their ass too.
Big facts.
That's true.
Niggas
but
be
why
doing
niggas
a lot
shoot?
Of... No, I ain't know why. Niggas
it don't matter,
because
niggas
shit
is pessimistic about the police.
That's a cycle.
That's what I'm saying, but who
and
started
supposed
who started
to be pessimistic about niggas?
That's what
I'm saying. I know
well,
it
I mean,
sounds
we,
like some bullshit, but it's
go,
the truth.
We want to go back and get into that. We're going to have to go all the way back to slavery, probably.
Mm. But slavery still with niggas crossing niggas in the slavery days.
Yep.
Exactly. We still got to own up to what we do.
Yeah.
But who put us into slavery?
Accountability.
Niggas!
Niggas was giving niggas up.
Niggas
was giving
niggas
up.
Niggas
was
selling the niggas too.
Them crackers couldn't come no motherfucking Africa and fuck with us and nigga, we together.
But who
fuck
are the niggas here selling us to?
Crackers.
Okay then. So
who started?
The niggas.
If nigga wasn't selling, they couldn't buy.
If the fucking white people
man,
were not
hey,
offering
man, that's
money
like a
for the niggas to turn
that's just like
in
a motherfucker come telling me
shit
they want to buy my son for slavery. I'm not going to sell it. We're together.
How are we together?
fuck off my boys.
Niggas come tell another niggas, I can make you a king. Just send me a few of your niggas. Niggas did it.
But why? Who provided the incentive for them to be able to do that?
It shouldn't have been no incentive.
It shouldn't have been that. Get your fuck ass out of here, bro.
There's no market.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Ain't no niggas to sell. Who they going to buy?
Who cultivated the market, though? That's what I'm trying to get to the point of.
Niggas.
No.
Nigga, how we know it ain't a nigga that call like, hey, I can sell some niggas. We don't know.
As an African, I must say that Africans have servants.
Yeah, they had servants, but what I'm saying to you is put niggas on a boat and brought them over here.
But listen, they were sold.
They were sold.
Okay. Well, this discussion is not going anywhere. So.
Niggas started it. We already had slaves before slaves was even out.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying to you, who put it on a bigger scale? Those niggas that sold niggas and had servants and shit were definitely to blame, and they're definitely the root and the cause.
So that's all we can talk about is the root, queen.
Nah, but what I'm
saying... That's all we can talk about is the root, queen, not how it expanded.
Can I have the spritzer?
What's it expanded? It expanded.
The root. Man, it's a rye spritzer. Go for it.
Big facts.
I can't argue with that.
They still got servants.
I don't
servants.
Have a debate. Yeah, they still
got servants over there.
Everywhere, yeah.
Niggas cross niggas, man. If we were together on anything, it wouldn't be. That's the same way in a case. A nigga go to jail, them folk don't have shit. You tell on your man, now both of y'all locked up.
For no reason. Mm.
It don't be nothing until y'all make it something. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas gotta start being, okay, a motherfucker be like, damn, them folk locked you up. Okay, that's their job. It's also their job to prove it. Oh, where they gonna prove it when y'all start telling on each other? The same shit. If you didn't get caught right then doing whatever you're doing, they have to prove it. OJ got away because he did that shit by himself.
Allegedly.
OJ didn't do that.
I'm just saying, if he did it.
Yeah.
Them white boy, motorcycle boy, they caught all the motorcycle boy, all them niggas went home. Them niggas ain't say shit.
You right.
We put ourselves in every situation we in, then try to blame other motherfuckers to me.
Accountability.
That's
just my opinion on it. Then get mad, whatever they want to do, but think about it, though.
It's always different factors for some shit, for sure, and you speaking on one of them. You got to
take
accountability.
You make an excuse. Your buddy made bun before you. Now, damn, man, he nigga gonna left me and him. So now you tell it.
Yeah. And especially now in the social media age, niggas is putting their crime
mama
on the internet.
Ain't grandma put the house up, but you mad because he out.
Yeah.
Niggas putting their crime on the internet talking about the police got him. Nigga, you told them who did the shit. Everything now.
Gotta say, we had a whole episode on accountability, but you gotta take accountability
man. Like, at the end of the day, like,
for your actions.
Motherfucker can't do nothing to you unless it's an inside job, bro. That's the same shit with slavery shit, anything. It gotta be a motherfucker next to you to turn you over. When them folk pulled up with them pale ass faces in Africa to my buying some niggas ass, they supposed to show them how this go. We don't play like that over here. Yeah. Fuck on. So they hear about goddamn old Bob Pete didn't make it back from over there trying to buy no niggas.
Yeah.
Don't go back over there.
and to your point, that shit, you see what happened when they went to Haiti with that shit. The Haitians weren't going.
I just say every action causes a reaction, bro. That's just how I look at it. And then we gotta just start from where it started. Like, I can't be mad at my wife that she's paranoid about me when I'm not there. I caused those actions from my actions.
To play with this man.
I'm just being real. I can't get mad if she called me on FaceTime to see.
Where you
regular.
At?
She called me on FaceTime to see what's going on.
You can't fault her pessimism, is what you
I can't fault her. I gotta look into myself and say, how would you feel?
Well, do you rebuttal that with excuses?
No, I don't rebuttal with excuses. I rebuttal it with compliance. What's up, baby? Let you see everything you ever need to see. Matter of fact, you can come too. That's the only way I'm gonna, what else can I do? Get mad that I put you in a place that now you're goddamn doing with the saying things that I don't, how can I not like that when I the one did it? Right?
That's a big fact. No, seriously.
That's accountability. That's what it takes to be on some real grown up shit. You gotta have that accountability.
Accountability definitely lost art in society, though. Everything somebody else fought.
Excuses.
Niggas broke because another nigga. If he would have did this, what you do for yourself?
Because it's hard for a nigga to look in the mirror and say, damn, it's really my fault that I ain't on shit. But it's easy for a nigga to say, damn, it's his fault I ain't on shit.
I think what it is when people see other people that have help with certain things and then they want that type of help, they get mad that they don't have that help. You
but
get what I'm saying?
How you gonna get mad at the end of the day if it's something worth helping, somebody gonna step up to it because they can see value in it. Mm. If it ain't shit to help, what I'm here, but I'm supposed to take it from zero.
A lot of people
you get that shit to like 25-30%, niggas start to see it, start paying attention. Get to 50, I can help you get to 100.
Yeah.
Mm. That's true.
Niggas want you to come get them at zero and take them all the way to 100. How'd that go?
But also, you can't compare your race to somebody else's because you don't know what the other person had to go through to get to where they are.
Exactly.
Facts.
So if I see this other person, like you said, if I see somebody else with help, I don't know what the fuck they went through to get to the situation where other people were willing to help them.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. But you have to do your own work at the end of the day. And it's so hard to start that shit. But, nigga, nothing good comes easy.
Right.
That's a fact.
So, damn. Shit, that's what I think. Put legwork in. Niggas will catch on eventually.
But that happens a lot, like, in a workplace. Like, when, just say, for instance, like, you're working and you have a team, and each team member has a different thing that they're supposed to do,
yeah,
a different position that they're supposed to play, but then they feel like, okay, either they can do what this next person is doing, or they feel like they should be compensated just as much as this person because their work or whatever is just as hard, or they feel like they've gone through just as much as this person, and then they start resenting the other team members and the other workers because of the way that they're being, what's the word I'm looking for? The way that they're being celebrated for their job, and they feel like they're not getting that same type of celebration when at the end of the day, again, you don't know what these people had to go through to make it to the position to get to where they're celebrated and all the work that they put in and all the other shit that they've done. So it's kind of like that shit just creates a lot of unnecessary tension for nothing.
That's just a hater.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. You're just a hater. You just want what somebody else got. All you got to do is keep working. Whatever you do, you keep working. It's going to show. Mm-hmm. One thing about it, you go to the gym, you're going to start getting smaller. You do push-ups, you're going to start getting muscles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You keep working, motherfucker going to eventually see, hey, she done outgrow that position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But people don't want to do the work. That is the...
That's what it is, bro.
Right, exactly.
You can't even find a nigga to cut your hair no more. You know, they used to have niggas pull up and cut your hair, pull up and wash your car. Like, all the car wash niggas got them bougie, like... Shit, bro, make an appointment. Appointment? Y'all niggas ain't even hungry no more, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know why 5 calls a week when you can wash a Hummer.
Yeah.
Then you go home and make excuses. These niggas ain't fucking with me. But when nigga call you, you are not available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the world that's created where everybody, like, creates, I ain't gonna say more value than what they are, but...
They're more valuable than what they are, and people think that they deserve more than what they actually should be getting.
Do you think social media plays a part in
that? Go back to all the instant gratification.
Yeah. You see people go from like nothing to something by a post. So everybody want to feel like they're a part of that.
Everybody wants to be at that same store.
Everybody wants to be part of that it crowd. So just think about it. All of us, even with social media, a lot of people run their pages as if they're already there.
Yes.
Before they even get there. You know what I mean? You got basic people doing big-ass photo shoots, doing all this stuff to make themselves look like a certain something because of...
1,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, because of the way social media looks at everybody. And if you ain't popping, you ain't it on social.
But you can't fault people for doing that because at the end of the day, it's still them putting in their own work to get to where they feel like
they
need to be.
But you can't believe that you somewhere you're not.
Exactly.
No, you're supposed to make it look good, but you can't go to believing that you already there.
Yeah.
Like, when they call you for a show for $1,000 and that's what you worth, $1,000, you can't be like, nah, I need 10.
Yeah.
You'll never get booked.
Right.
Yeah.
Just because your pictures look like goddamn Drake pictures.
Yeah. Right.
Or your social media is at 100K following. Like.
And I know, like, you and Jay definitely as women, like, you've probably seen a difference, like, in how, like, the hair people, like, the beauticians and shit start treating themselves like everybody. Like, it's a bunch of people claiming they're celebrity beauticians and shit now.
Well, they feel like once they do one celebrity hair, all of a sudden you a celebrity beautician. So that's just what it is. Like, I don't even deal with the hair people.
Cheese in the new age, like. I've been getting my wife hair fit for a long time. You usually just pull up to a shop, but that shit over with.
Yes, yeah,
dead. Now you got to send a deposit. Mm-hmm. You got to goddamn...
Wash your own hair.
Yeah, your hair got... You got damn near be ready.
Yeah. Mm. I don't even deal with it no more. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Social media did that.
I wish a nigga would tell me to watch my own hair.
Nah, you got some. Man, it's this one girl on Instagram. Bitch, she got the best braids. It's this one girl on Instagram. I swear to God, her braids are bomb as hell. I've been wanting to book her. But literally in her booking process, of course you gotta send a deposit. She wants your nails to be done. I don't know why
what
your
the
nails.
Fuck they gotta do to
hear me out. I swear to God, in her booking process, your nail can be done. And your fucking makeup has to be done because after she's done doing
she
your...
She wants to take pictures.
She wants to take these pictures. She wants to bring your hair in the shots and all that. So that's free promo. But at the same time, you're paying $400, $500. Hell yeah, you're paying $400, $500 for some braids. But yet, she wants your nails and your makeup
and
to be
gotta
done.
And you got to be on time. You'll lose
and
your deposit.
And you got to be on time.
Lose your deposit 10 minutes.
10 minutes is out of here. You gone.
I ain't never did it.
But it might be quality control, though, if it's working.
It's raising the bar.
That don't mean you have to.
But it's just different.
Yeah,
it's
definitely different. Either, but I ain't never did that. Yeah, shit. I'm never gonna do that.
You don't have to subject yourself to it. But
damn,
I see where they're going. I see where they're going.
You used to be able to just walk into the salon. You
know same
thing
with a haircut.
Nah, barbers are doing that.
Y'all got haircuts now for guys is what $50, $60. What happened to like $20 haircut?
$80 or $100
at the tip.
Swear to God, you paying $80 for
your head? I just paid $80 for a bald head just now, 20 minutes before I got here.
Swear, why you gotta get you some nair? Just nair your fucking head off, $5.
I need a face shape.
Yeah.
Nah, but shit, niggas want, it's inflation too now.
Inflation. Yeah, yeah,
everything's
yeah.
high.
That's yeah. fast.
Everybody need more, including us.
On God. Big on it.
Wink, wink.
But I kind of see that, though. So I kind of take that back. If you want $10,000 for a show, stand on it. But don't stall.
You got
to stall.
You got to be prepared for don't niggas stall, to say, fuck, bro, you I'm want, just doing it for you. I'm saying it to you. I'm doing it if you don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody. Yeah. Tell these folks like, you gave me 10, but you gave me that
$1,000. But you got somebody that won't break or stay, like, fucked up. Trying to stand on their price.
That's the optimism.
When are you gonna know you're not worth that price?
That's the optimism, though. That's the optimism.
But what if one person? I'm a firm believer. Once one person pay it, it's up.
It don't matter. You can get one show for $10,000 a month. I mean, for $10,000 in 1 month.
Uh-huh.
Then you shit. I get $10,000 a show because you got 110, but you could have got $5,000 every day of that month.
You right. Mm.
That don't make sense.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
I agree.
It's some people who think different, but I agree. Like you're, I don't keep saying Kanye.
See, I just always have a price for everything. You get what I'm saying? What you want? Who you want? Big Bank? You want black? You want Big Bank black? You want Shit Show Bank? Big Bank Bank? Like, there's a price for all them niggas.
Which one?
Who you booking? What you want me to do when I come? What you want me to do? Depends on what you want me to do when I come in the building. It's the price.
Right.
What's the most expensive one?
Huh?
What's the most expensive one?
Big Bang. Shit, with your high one feeling. Shit. Whichever one you like the most. Shit, that's the most expensive.
Whoever you booking, that's the most expensive one.
Right now, Big Facts Bank is the top priority. And then right under him, Big Bank Black for a slight discount. And then, you know, we're going down, like, after that or whatever.
Yes, so. Bro. We can do old school. I can bring back the song. What do you want? You want me to host? How do you want me to dress? That plays a factor.
Yeah, because we have to include the wardrobe and his booking fee and all that kind of shit.
All that plays a factor. If I'm a drink that night, or how many people coming with me, my security, all that shit plays a factor.
Mm. Hit Baby J for bookings.
I'll like get it. You right.
But that's what you got to do, though. You got to set a price for my fellow artists. Set a price.
You have to scale your shit.
Yeah, scale your shit on how, because you don't supposed to turn out no money in this shit.
Period.
You ask me.
Period. Nah.
Unless you done got to that status like a Future, a Baby, or niggas like that. Hell yeah, because you don't want to run yourself dry and you don't want the number to spread. Well, bro, he just charged me $200, but he want to M a show. You know what I'm saying? So in that situation, I get it. But when you on a come up, bro, or you just average or mediocre or whatever, bro, you supposed to have a price for it. You supposed to have something for every price.
Boosie.
Boosie.
Yeah, Boosie out here. Smartest,
what you want?
You want a picture?
No, what you want? Boosie got something for everything you think you want.
Yeah.
A price.
And he getting the same kind of money as the mother nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he getting it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, bro.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've heard a lot of people be like, oh, it's bad for a nigga to ask, if a nigga asks what the budget is, they be like, oh, what you giving me?
Ain't bad. Promoters like you asking what the budget is when they can't afford your first number. Because at the end of the day, they see that you're trying to work with them, and then they'll bring you back again and again and again.
So you
because
get your,
it's
you
like
get your number first, then, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby J with the bookings.
For sure.
How do you determine your worth, though?
You got to look at the market price. Everything is going
on. You can't determine your worth. Nobody else.
It's like
your worth is internal.
Yes.
Your worth is internal, and then
But that's what comes to be unrealistic, though. That's what you're talking about.
It's like I feel like on the way up, it's all paid promo to me. Uh-huh. Like, if you ain't already made it, take whatever to get in front of this crowd to show the next person who's gonna book you what you can do with a crowd. Right.
What if
you get what I'm saying?
What if the last three people paid 10 and then somebody coming with 4 or 5? Ain't you worth 10 now that three people don't pay 10?
I got something for that 4 or 5. I ain't finna turn it. Well, that's just me. I'm not finna turn that. If I just did that 10 and did 5 songs, I'm gonna go do 10. 7 minutes for these 5 songs.
I'm saying that 10. Or your last 4 shows was 10.
How long was the show?
A regular show.
Okay.
So you're saying that if they come with 4 or 5.
I'm gonna cut it in half.
I got you. I walk through.
I'm gonna do my hit.
Right.
I ain't finna come through and sweat for this one.
We're gonna do one song, maybe a hook.
But I'm saying, on the flip end, this how artists think, though.
All my ladies over here.
What if that disappoint the fans? That's how artists think. They want to see five songs. That's where
your management and the people you have handling your business come into play, because at the end of the day, if these people only have 5,000 and you guys have the agreement that you're gonna come and do $5,000 worth of shit, that advertisement and that promotion for that particular event doesn't need to be performing live all of its hits.
It needs to be a walkthrough, a hosting,
or you know what I'm saying, whatever.
You might touch the mics.
You surprise them and give them a hook in the bar and the ladies over here.
Right. Even the ref, you just got your song playing with the mic in your hand.
Right.
Ad-libbing it. I ain't getting sweaty for this shit.
Stay the mic in the crowd, let them sing that shit for that 5.
Yeah, but if you know what I'm saying, and announce it. If y'all want to see a real show, tell the promoter to give me.
And we can fix this shit right now.
You'll start this shit off right.
We got New Orleans in the house.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
We're doing screen.
Man, pessimism. So don't be in the state of pessimism. That's what we got from today. You shouldn't be in a state of pessimism, even though some people are, but all of us are pessimistic.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Being in a state of pessimism is death to your future.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so try to...
But being too optimistic is
optimism.
What?
It's naive and, what's the other word? Gullible.
Gullible.
If you're just an
being too optimistic could possibly set yourself up for that same failure that being in a state of pessimism can.
For sure.
So they're basically the same shit.
I got a question.
Go for it.
So what happens if, like, for example, if it's been known that DJ Scream is some bullshit, right? And I've never met DJ Scream a day in my life, but everybody around me is saying DJ Scream is some bullshit. And I meet you, and I'm not fucking with you. Does that make me pessimistic?
Yes, based on your, I can't say experiences.
It makes you a follower.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes you a follower to me.
You have a pessimistic.
Because
I don't judge people
off of the reaction from me.
Personal
you could be some straight bullshit, and I can see it. But if you don't treat me that way, I can't hold you to that.
Right. Exactly.
That's just how I look at it, because I don't know what he saw in you to make him be some bullshit to you.
Right.
Until you be some bullshit to me, that's the only way I can say you some bullshit.
Me and you good.
That's just how I've always been. Like, we asked that a long time ago. Like, can you do business with somebody that say a person do shady business? Yes. Because I'm already pessimistic about doing business with niggas. So I'm watching you.
You already know.
Yeah, I'm already kind of trying to do some shady shit to you. No, you get what I'm saying? I'm already kind of watching you anyway. No matter who it is, you can come clean face, suit, or you can come with a ski mask on. Either way, I'm still watching you. Because I'm already pessimistic about doing business with people.
Period.
Right?
Anyway.
Because it's known that you can get fucked by goddamn the pretty face or the ugly face, right?
Yeah.
Facts.
So it don't matter what they saying about Scream. Maybe Scream ain't met the right nigga to do business with yet. In my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I was the problem.
So I'm optimistic about that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we jail.
Yeah.
And this is his time to prove that, hey, this nigga ain't no bullshit. Maybe I'll be the voice to say, shit, well, I just made $100 million with him.
Yeah.
Cause every nigga you can't name a nigga at the top that ain't saying some bullshit. Name one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody got some bullshit on them.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't think you can get to the top without a nigga saying nigga on some bullshit.
Yeah, so who finna goddamn
X a nigga out.
Yeah, X a nigga out before you even see.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm gonna give you a chance to prove to me you good or prove to me you some bullshit.
Yeah. Mm. Especially if it's off the word of somebody else, they could have been the bullshit.
Yep.
But if I get around you and start seeing the signs immediately, then
you gotta react.
Then yeah. we deal with this shit accordingly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I concur. React accordingly. Mm-hmm. Yep. Big Facts Friday, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody tuning in, rocking with us. Any final words? Anybody want to say something? Anything on your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit?
I just want to say, man, I really appreciate y'all. This shit is like therapy for me.
Therapy for
a lot of these words that I hear, I be saying like, damn, boy, you be pessimistic than a motherfucker about shit. shit, you got them narcissist traits. I have been a millionaire. That made something bad better. Like, a lot of this shit really helps me, bro.
And you are cognizant of the fact
that
you know, you have a lot going on. We all have a lot going on, and we're incorporating this into our daily lives, and it's really allowing us to ascend.
I look in the mirror every morning and take accountability for my action. That's why I was able to say, I get why Shantae is the way she is sometimes when she like that.
Shout out to Shantae.
Because of what I've done.
Big Shantae.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just had to go through the whole shit and I told her I was going to correct this. We interviewed Hot Boy, and I was like, Hot Boy, don't you think you need two women? Like, she took that shit to the max. I wasn't saying I need, but I probably did, but I didn't mean it.
You didn't mean it.
How she took it, I didn't mean it like that. This is entertainment. What camera am I looking in?
Right there.
All of them.
Okay, this is entertainment, queen.
I am screaming.
Let me do my job.
Big Shantae.
For the record.
Let me do my job.
Shout out to you.
But on some real shit, though, this shit really helps. God. And I hope the way this shit helped me is helping people at home, man.
That's real shit. We get people walk up to us all the time. Like,
man.
Walking up on
y'all don't, like, y'all don't go out like that, man. Y'all don't even understand. Like, that shit be for real. Like, every day it having me like almost on the verge of tears. Like, people come up to me saying how like our discussions and our talks and shit, like, basically, for lack of a better way to put it, take them off of the edge or off of the ledge.
Therapy.
Because they don't be having people to talk to, and they don't be having people that understand what they're going through. And then when they watch us and see all of our different perspectives, it gives them a new outlook on life.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's what I'm saying. I'm hearing it.
Then they feel like they're not the only ones going through the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
You got to get that shit out. I start meditating. Spring put me on
meditating.
You told me that.
I
know, like, but you started.
That shit really don't be working, though.
You gotta keep going. And then, like I told you, you gotta graduate to the hot yoga. Your life is gonna be different.
I can't graduate because I can't.
How long you been doing? Can you get 5 minutes in?
Man. Two.
I told you,
I started
that
with
five.
Shit ain't working.
I can't
be quiet. That hot yoga is gonna
be. You listen to meditation music while you do
it. My mind be too loud.
You do guided meditation when a lady is telling you to.
But you are meditating.
Try to
guided meditation.
You are meditating, you don't know it, though.
Yeah.
When you're on the trail, you meditate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's it.
You meditate.
That's it. I'm addicted to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't be thinking too much. You kind of zoom in nature. You meditate.
Nah, I got my boy Mike Will. He called me earlier. He just called me earlier before I got here. Hike Will.
Hike Will.
He on it. Nature Boy Bank. Yeah, we out there.
Yeah.
We're hitting like 5-6 trails together. Yeah, nah, that shit really. That's how I came up with like a lot of shit I come up with on that trail. That shit helped me though, for real.
That's meditation.
I ain't know that.
Yeah, that make your mind is working at its highest capacity because you meditate, you're treating your
mind. You're able to focus on the nature and not everything else around you.
Mm-hmm. 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 A lot of it is just about getting away from the phone sometimes.
Big facts.
Oh, definitely.
Real shit.
Yeah, that's why I don't fuck Instagram. I ain't even been on Instagram. I really don't. I probably
deactivated.
Yeah, my shit deactivated.
It is.
And I ain't took it. It just deactivated. I need rest from that shit. That shit give me anxiety and all type of shit.
I think it get all of it. I think we don't know how much anxiety it
gives
all
like,
of
it. It does.
We
it's like motherfucker having your phone number.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Too tuned in, too tapped in, too tapped in.
Yeah, it's like motherfucker having your phone number. And I ain't never been the type of nigga you just get in touch with.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, nigga, DM you, bruh. And the first couple words look like, damn, I need to open this. Mm-hmm. You open this and, oh, man.
Damn, now I got to respond.
Yeah.
I got to
do shit in general.
Yeah. I just took my shit down.
Yeah.
Nah, but you know, you don't want to be an asshole. I don't.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because some of these people really just don't understand that.
This ain't the way.
The nigga who you knew ain't him.
Anymore.
I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm on big facts and shit now. I'm on cameras and lights and shit. I don't want to talk about the things that I used to want to talk about.
Shout out to Diddy
for the post. I don't even want to know the motherfuckers that I used to know.
What was the post that Diddy put up where he picked up the phone and it was some bullshit? He's like, I ain't got time for that shit right now. I hung up and got back to his business.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
mood. But it's like people, mood. It's like people you love have a misunderstanding of that. They don't understand that. Yeah. It's like, that's
and they take it like you're trying to be funny or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to act different. Yeah, but it's just, I'm in a different space now and I can't afford to go back. So I can't even entertain the shit that I was entertaining when I was back there.
I was thinking the other day, like how easy for people to start hating you, right? A motherfucker can know you all their life, right? Mm-hmm. And the people around them in their circle know that this person knows you all your life. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know him, but he don't know you. So it's like this. Motherfucker be like, don't you fuck with the nigga Bank? At first he gonna be like, yeah, that's my man. Then they start saying like, bro, it don't seem like you fuck with him. What he gonna start saying when the next people ask? Hell no, fuck that nigga Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
But when
at the end of the day, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, it's not that you don't fuck with the nigga, but to outside appearances, because you're not with this nigga every day, or you don't post pictures with this nigga, or you not on your story with this nigga, or whatever, it seems like you're not as close to the nigga as you really are, when at the end of the day, like, shit,
that's
y'all
just your relationship.
Still the same, y'all really closer,
but, that starts
but you
hate.
Just don't have
that
time.
That starts
yeah.
hate and yes. Resentment, right?
Envy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you go to thinking, like, this nigga don't fuck with me. But where do you fit it in these people's life?
Exactly.
You where you supposed to be in that
life. All these top big ass artists are my friends. I don't talk to these niggas every year, every day. I might not talk to one of them till a year, but we pick up right where we left off at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's my mans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, if you see somebody that know me, you hey tell bro I love him. Tell bro woo woo woo. We don't have to, and I got your number. You got my number. We don't have to talk. But you doing your thing. I'm not feeling like. Cause you over here, and I'm over here, I gotta hate you.
Yeah,
right.
But that's you. Some people don't look at it like that. Some people don't even know how to grasp that. Like, people don't know how people can move, grow apart.
Yeah.
Like, you could grow apart from somebody and still love them and still have their back, but you just on some different shit right now, and they're on whatever they're on. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't know how to deal with that.
But it's not even necessarily... You gotta be able to celebrate other people's success.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily growing apart. You guys are just on two different levels right now.
That's growing apart.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's growing apart.
That's growing apart.
Okay.
If you're on a different level than the motherfucker...
But you still...
That's hard.
The proper thing to do is...
But it wasn't like y'all were together every day from the beginning.
It wasn't intentionally growing apart. Yeah. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah. I didn't intentionally grow from you, but I'm just growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
And we don't have much to talk about no more, because sometimes you can lose interest in certain things. Like, for example, like, if you a type of person that used to club with everybody, all y'all do, y'all used to be in the clubs, like, and then you don't want
to
do it no more.
You don't go to the club no more. People probably looking at that as some funny shit.
They
but you just outgrow it.
You just don't do it
and
no
you
more.
Ain't on no funny shit. I just rather be chilling.
Yeah. I'm too busy.
That's growth. Y'all grow it apart.
Yeah.
Any motherfucker that go into the club every night, that ain't for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
But a lot of people measure their friendship to you with how much access you allow.
You just broke it down in a good firm.
Nailed it.
You've been on fire today, Kodak.
Redemption. Hey, we appreciate y'all tapping into another Big Facts Friday. Make sure you follow us at BigFactsPod.com.
Salute! For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap,
bitch.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest
to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Melissa Joan Hart.
LL Cool J gave me some great advice. He had all these gold chains and I was like, wow, look at all these diamonds. And he said something to the effect of, don't waste your money on something like this. Buy a house. Like he gave me like solid investment advice where I was like, save my money. Got it.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.